AM 1300 KGLO. It is time for the Corporate Farmer Program, and we have Chad Hansen in studio. And oh my gosh, Chad, did you bring guests this week or what?
I guess so. They just followed me in.
I was watching, and then we had guests that were lined up right behind you. Jesse Stewart was playing a guitar and singing, and I mean, it was just like everybody was just coming right in with you.
Yeah, I feel popular this time of the year, but usually it's all the clients that are wanting to get their taxes done, not all the radio people.
So that's what Evie and Alice want, their taxes to get done.
Maybe that's it.
Where's
my refund, they said. I said, you got to go to the IRS website to find that out.
Oh, man. Well,
you were just carrying the check with you.
Okay.
All right, lean in on the microphone when we talk, and then we'll get everybody on. So, Alice, you got some information on our KGLO tractor, right?
We do, and of course, we really appreciate Chad and letting us take over his part of his program, you know. And Corporate Farmer has been such a huge part of our tractor ride for, I don't know, ever, it seems.
Yeah.
And so we appreciate that support of Corporate Farmer. I mean, they really make it happen. So we thank you for that, Chad. And we've been working on this tractor ride, and Evie is a big part of our location this year. So you want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'm really excited, actually. We chose, do you want me to go ahead and say where?
Shout out to Darcy and Amy, maybe.
Yes, definitely a shout out to Darcy and Amy over in Charles City is where we chose this year. They have an absolutely fabulous event center there that we are going to be using. If you haven't checked it out, please do so. They've got events coming up this summer, of course. So we are definitely
excited. In fact, it might be almost too nice for us. I'm not sure how we lucked out in this one.
Yeah, so we are definitely excited to be able to start our tractor ride in Charles City this year.
Yep, so we're cloverleafing out of the Floyd County Fairgrounds. And, you know, we were looking at the history of the KGLO tractor ride because this is about two decades of rides. We have actually not been in Charles City since 2002. We've been close to it, but we have not been in Charles City.
Wow.
So I think it's about time.
Yeah.
It's been a while. It really has been a while. And boy, that's a great location. Talk about the ride itself each day. Where are we going on each of these days?
All right. Well, this year we are doing the ride on Monday and Tuesday. So that's a little different. Sometimes we start on a Sunday, but we're starting on Monday. So registration will be Monday morning, June 22nd, and keep our fingers crossed that all the planting is done.
Yes.
So sometimes we've had issues there. So Monday morning, June 22nd, will be registration. We'll have a meal, and then that afternoon we will go on a ride and be able to go through Nashua and see some of those nice things. I don't think we'll hit the Little Brown Church because that road leading there is kind of busy, so we kind of keep you off of the busy roads. But it's just real nice scenery, following those blacktops and things like that. And then Tuesday is the all-day ride, and that's when we get to go to a lot of towns.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got, shout out to Jesse Stewart. We're going to be in Marble Rock.
Ooh,
yay,
Jesse.
Yay. Uh-huh. And, of course, going through the huge metropolis of Doherty for all those Irishmen.
Oh,
you know, not that I know anyone on the microphone today.
Irishmen, yes.
And then talking about Irishmen, well, we'll go to Green.
There you go.
So, and then Rockford and where else? Oh, you know what? When we were planning the route, when we get on the road and we kind of go, saw a sign that said Packard. Wonder where Packard is. I'm not sure if we ever found it. There were a couple houses. I'm thinking that was Packard, but
unincorporated.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, wow. So that's an all-day ride then on that Tuesday.
On Tuesday, yep. And then we will wrap it up. And it just, when we went to this format of a day and a half, what did we do that, maybe 3 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Just so well received, and our riders just love it.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Awesome. going to get Jesse to slide in and give us your thoughts. This is your kind of your home territory where all these tractors are going to be riding through. What are your thoughts?
I might have to stop at home and take a break in the middle of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. So will your mom be making something special for everybody to stop by?
I don't know. You guys might have to twist her arm a little bit. She might do it.
I bet she would.
No, I think this will be a lot of fun. You know, obviously, growing up in that area, there's a lot of great countryside there to view, and I think our riders are going to enjoy this ride very, very much.
Oh, yeah. Out of the Floyd County Fairgrounds, too, and I know they've had to do some sprucing up and remodeling and fixing up mm-hmm. after storms and so forth, and that's a great place to start and end at.
Yeah. No, I think this will be a lot of fun. Hats off to Alice and his putting this ride together this year. And I think, yeah, going back to Charles City, 2002 is the last time. I think we're well overdue to head back to Charles City. So, and I think this will be a lot of fun in June, so get those registrations in. I know the info's up online already. So
info's up. Oh,
yeah, and if it's not up as we speak this instant, it should be up shortly. And give us a call if you have any questions. We'd like registrations turned in by May 10th, if possible, so that way we get your shirts ordered and all of that. So
good stuff. Chad, what are your thoughts? What do you think? It's be a pretty fun ride, I think.
I think it's always neat, you know, for me, you know, most of these towns, I mean, we're all familiar with. We go flying through there probably quicker than we should on the way to a game or whatever. But, you know, it's a little different perspective when you're putzing around at, 5-10 miles an hour. You get a little more time to check out all the details and everything. And, you know, the other side of it is just some of the excitement, you know, for these local communities to be able to showcase themselves a little bit and spread what they're about and what they've been working on. I mean, we all try and keep ourselves relevant, right, and, you know, showcase things that we feel like are important to our community and give people reasons to come visit. And so, you know, they really enjoy the opportunity to kind of be in the spotlight for a little bit. And, you know, for some of us, I think, again, it just gives us a chance to kind of get to know the communities that are around us. And, you know, obviously for Corporate Farmer, we have clients and, you know, all these communities. But, you know, we don't get to find out too much about the details of, you know, what's going on there and everything. So that's part of, for me, why I enjoy it and why I look forward to it every year.
Yeah, I think, you know, Charles City's got a great tractor history, mm-hmm. and so that's kind of fun to be able to be there for that, too, and that's neat stuff. Ladies, anything else? Gentlemen, anything else you want to add?
Well, just get your registrations in, and we'll hope for perfect weather. Yeah. No tornadoes, no monsoons. No blizzards in
lots
June.
Well, yeah, it's June 22nd, 23rd. It's already been forecast for sunny and 72 on both those days.
Yeah, that weather eye service, aren't they great?
Ladies, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Jesse, thank you, too. We're ready to go. It's tractor ride time, Chad.
Oh, I mean, anything that's, you know, above -2 and no snow, I'll sign up for at this point in time. You don't have to promise even no rain or any of that other stuff. I'm good to go.
Yeah, it's going to be available and will be available, probably available right now, as we said, with KGLOAM.com. And you can link on it there and get the form filled out and get it back. So let's get ready to ride.
Sounds good.
Good, good. So now what else is going on at Corporate Farmer these days?
Now that Chad has to talk business.
He's got to talk business.
Well, we'll just expect that big refund.
But thank you guys very much for organizing putting all the work that you do into it. And it, you know, always is a wonderful event. So I'm sure all the tractor people are excited to know now where they're going and start making plans.
Yep. And thanks again, Chad, for all of your support. So, okay, we'll leave you to alone now.
Business time.
Okay, thank you.
Time for business.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's a nice break, though, for me, as you transition into business. I know, you know, it's one thing that I look forward to is just, you know, the opportunity to break the news on where the tractor ride's going, and looking forward to that. And it gives me kind of incentive to kind of keep, I guess, plugging away more than anything, so that we've got those things that we look forward to in the summer here in Iowa, things to get us through these cold days. So.
You know, I was looking at this again. I'm holding the map in my hand, and you see Marble Rock and Rockford and Green and Doherty, and mm-hmm. you know, you see these towns that will be in and near. We won't be too far from Rockwell. And obviously Charles City, but then down toward Nashua and just some of the country roads along there. And they've got that, the Cedar River that winds mm-hmm. through there. There's some pretty areas that we'll go with. And I thought it was interesting, too, when Alice made note of the fact that let's hope that the farmers aren't still planting in June. Well, last year they were.
Right.
But this year, I think by the 22nd and 23rd of June, mm-hmm. We're going to be good. And so I just encourage everybody, if they haven't done this before, maybe it's Grandpa, maybe it's Dad, mm-hmm. maybe it's Uncle Billy or whoever it happens to be, but snag a tractor, go for a ride, take a couple of days. You'll never regret it.
No, and I think that's one of the neat things about it. Obviously, it tends to be a little bit older crowd, but you see some of the grandkids that are getting involved in it and how much they enjoy spending a little bit of time maybe with Grandma and Grandpa on the tractor ride. And, for a lot of us, we probably tend to get a little bit further and further away from the farm as we get older if we're not directly involved in it. So I think it's always a time, to come back and feel, relive a little bit of that for even – some of our tractor riders, maybe they haven't really been associated with the farm, and maybe the farm doesn't exist anymore, but they've got a little piece of Grandpa or something in his tractor, or, a tractor similar to, what he had back when they were growing up. And so, those are some of the perspectives that you get from the riders. And, like you said, I mean, I was over in the Charles City area just last week making some visits, and again, I can say for sure that it was at 55 miles an hour that I kind of went through that area. And, back to the fairgrounds there, we have such great fairgrounds around North Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
In a lot of these communities. And I know many of them have been reinvesting because the buildings have become dilapidated and run down. And, that's a prime example over there of a community in an area that a county that's put some money back into their fairgrounds. And so, this is a great way that for them to showcase it and have another avenue for people to utilize those facilities.
Yeah, beautiful. No, mm-hmm. it's a great fairgrounds. And we have a lot of great fairgrounds in the region, like you say. And that'd be fun. It's going to be a fun place. Fun. Mm-hmm. Fun stop, close to home for some folks from around here, but yet, places to stay for people that want to mm-hmm. come and stay in motels or hit a campground or whatever and enjoy it. So, it's close enough for me that I will be able to work in the morning and maybe relax in the middle part of the day and hook up with a ride someplace.
Yeah. No, it'd be great if you could come join us and, spend a little bit of time. Again, I guess at this point in time, it's one of those deals where, we all kind of put those targets out there, what we look forward to. And for me, the tractor ride is one of them that kind of gets me through tax season, gets me through the cold winter, and I guess allows me to start looking forward to the nice summer days where that sun comes up and warms you up and maybe some shorts and a polo shirt.
Oh man,
doesn't that sound attractive
that,
right
that
now?
Sounds, that sounds
not having
so
to worry
great.
About the hat and the mittens and the coat and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no so. Minus in front of the number. The temperature's above zero for sure.
Give me a tractor and the air, warm air, going through my hair. I'd sign up for that right now. That sounds almost as good as a beach.
Well, yeah, it does sound good. Very, very good. But again, from a standpoint at the office, here you are. You are heading into the busy time.
Yeah, it's definitely picked up. Started, getting into the tax preparation fortunately, you know, a lot of our stuff is ready to go now, and our clients are starting to get organized. And so, you know, for most of us, we've already started those appointments, you know, that's fun too. I mean, it's nice that it isn't like a switch that just flips on and kind of starts to trickle in as people decide that they have everything, are organized enough that they want to start setting some appointments and getting some returns finished up, or at least close to it, and if they're just waiting on a little bit of information. So, you know, that's kind of where we are. Still a little bit of tidying up with, you know, some of the 1099 W-2 stuff as people, some of their employees or landlords maybe go in for their tax appointment and figure out that maybe things aren't exactly right. And so you get a few of those kind of last-second type corrections and everything. But, you know, really starting that ball rolling of getting hot and heavy into tax season. So we start that sprint here. I always call it like the two-month sprint as we start to target April 15th you know, start the process and the work that goes into, you know, getting through a tax season.
Yeah, as the weather changes, you know, the preparations have to be done on taxes.
Well, funny you say that because, you know, people ask me, you know, what it's going to be cold the next couple of days. And it's like, oh, really? You know, I mean, we got snow possibly coming maybe, you know, next weekend or whenever it is. And it's like, I'm, you know, I guess not aware of those things. Don't have time to look up the weather and don't have, you know, too much of a concern. It's in the office. It's putting in the hours and those types of things. So you kind of get immune to what's going on around you. But, I mean, that's the expectations that I think our clients have. They know that we're there for them and there to kind of resolve some of their issues, and also to, I guess more than anything, get the work done, the paperwork that they don't enjoy or want to do themselves. And so, you know, they appreciate the fact that they know. I mean, I get it once in a while. It's, what are you still doing in the office? You know, what are you calling for me at this late at night? But, yeah, that's just part of the job and part of what, you know, is expected. And that's, you know, part of why I guess I enjoy being at Corporate Farmer and being able to serve our clients like we do.
Yeah, so nice. It really is. And, I mean, there's a passion that's involved in farming, and there's a passion involved in what you do and in dealing with farmers, because you have an understanding that farming is not a 9-to-5 job.
No.
And so you can relate to it. I mean, it's, you have a real understanding that that these guys and gals work 24/7 sometimes to make it happen.
And I think that's where a lot of it comes from. You know, a lot of us probably grew up maybe baling hay or, you know, helping out grandpa or uncle or whoever, you know, around the farm. And
you probably picked up rocks.
Yeah, a little bit of that, a little baling hay, a little of, you know, detasseling and all those things that came with living in north central Iowa. But I think it shaped a lot of our work ethic, and that's probably why we have so much pride in the Midwest and you know, aren't afraid of a little bit of hard work. And so, you know, we lean on that a little bit now as we get into our busy season. And, you know, I mean, it's one of those deals where, again, with the tractor ride, you got to always have kind of that, you know, carrot out there in front of you, I guess, of things that, you know, you kind of hold as important things that you want to work towards. And so, you know, that's what I guess the biggest thing that's going on at Corporate Farmer right now.
Chad, if somebody wants to get in touch with you and get set to get things rolling with Corporate Farmer, how do they do that?
Yeah, just give us a call, 800-472-6931. I know I've had a lot of calls here lately with some people that are wanting to start out the new year maybe in a different way and get organized with some bookkeeping and stuff. And I would just encourage them, you know, more than anything, just to give us a call, come in, make an appointment, see what the next steps are, and go from there. But we would welcome any of those. I know people all the time ask me, are you taking on new business? And I say, you know, we want to find what's a good fit, but, you know, we're obviously like anybody else that, you know, we're more than willing to kind of have those conversations and see if Corporate Farmer's right for you.
Perfect. Chad, good to see you this morning, and thanks for allowing us in on the tractor ride information this morning. Great stuff.
No, exciting news. Now I can go out and share where we're going. So
yeah,
that's great.
We're going. Thanks, Chad.
Yep, thanks.
That's our Corporate Farmer program this week on AM 1300 KGLO.